Anthony, if you're still listening, have a good trip or whatever you're doing. I know you're out of town, so I'll catch you. And I think they have to name them because they're technically water bodies. Like, the ditch next to my house is technically zoned as a wetland. It's not named, at least I don't think it is. And if it needs to be named, I'll help with that. But I don't know. I think there's a reason behind it, or that's just how they did stuff back in the day. And my super scientific test, this quarter wave performs just as good or better as a 2x4. So there's that little
good
nugget
morning.
Of information.
0700 hours. Rain. 65 degrees.
Yeah, we'll see, Anthony. Don't work too hard. And they're all rivers. I mean, they all had names, and they were beautiful rivers. And you could fish and, you know, probably even drink out of them, a couple hundred years ago. But, civilization just turns them into just a poop shoot. And like Red Run, where I live, that's a good-sized river. And, you can't even see it across the Quinner. They've got it all buried. There's a golf course over it. And then, I don't know how far it actually went. But goes pokes quite away in Oakland County, but it's all completely covered in Oakland County. And then on our side, it opens up, and it becomes Red Run, the river. And I used to play on the banks of it, and run around all over it when I was a kid. That was one of our places where we played. And we'd go down right at the Quinner Road there where. It opens up. We go down underneath the road, in those slimy tunnels on there. Don't slip and fall. It's one thing to walk in it with your boots, but God Almighty, don't slip. And it was really slippery. But that was all the poop after it got treated and coming out of the Madison Heights treatment plant. It's disgusting what we've done to the environment. I don't know what else we'd do with it, though, Our poop's got to go somewhere. Anthony's out, so I guess Donald gets it next.